call.
Hello, good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
How long is it going? Thank you.
No, it's going to take the most like 7 to 8 minutes, sir. It'll be very quick. It's mostly about elections. For example, my first question is, are you Pedro de Goya?
Yes, I am.
Great, sir. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes, I am.
Great. We would like to know as well, sir, what are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably will vote, already voted, or 50-50 chance?
I probably will vote.
Okay. And do you plan to vote in Democratic primary or the Republican primary?
Why do you want to know?
Oh, it's just part of the survey, sir. Mm-hmm. You plan to vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary?
I am Democrat.
Okay. And just for statistical purposes, to know that you're over 18, what year were you born?
1959.
Perfect, sir. Moving on, we would like to know, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel they have gotten off on the wrong track?
They are in the wrong track.
Wrong track? No problem.
Yes.
And I'm going to read to you some names of some public figures. I just want you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards them. If you've never heard of them, just tell me as well. Joe Biden, sir, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
To who?
For Joe Biden, would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Mr. Joe Biden retired. So how can I think about, I think that he did a real good job, okay? But now
okay.
That he's not there, okay, so you got to go for somebody else.
No, I was asking your opinion.
It's not going to be Donald Trump, but it's not going to, Mr.
Okay.
Biden did a real good job, so.
So would you say your opinion for him is favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Yes. Excuse me?
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable. That's what I vote for him.
What about Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Who is that guy? What is he does?
No problem, sir. It doesn't say. What about Barbara Sharif? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
My idea who I'm talking to.
You don't know? Okay. What about Chad Klitzman? Would you have a favorable or unfavorable
opinion? No idea who you're talking to.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
I have a favorable opinion about her.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. If the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Barbara Sharif, Chad Klitzman, and Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., for whom would you vote?
No idea. I gotta get more information about that.
No problem. Would you say from what you probably know or have heard, would you lean more towards any of them? Would you lean more towards Barbara Sharif or Chad Klitzman or Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.?
No idea.
No problem. All right, sir, moving on quickly. We would like to know as well, thinking about the Democratic primary election, I just want you to tell me which of the following issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. For example, I have jobs and wages, healthcare, climate change, LGBTQ rights, voting rights, protecting reproductive rights, education, home and property insurance. Any of those stand out to you the most?
Can you repeat it again because you go too fast?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have jobs and wages, healthcare, climate change and the environment, LGBTQ
rights. Climate changes.
Thank you for your answer, sir. Just these last questions for statistical purposes. Thinking in political terms, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I am conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
What is the highest level of education you have completed?
2 years of college.
Great. All right. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
My name is Pedro. You said it before.
Yes, sir. We're just verifying. But thank you for your responses and your time, sir. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.